Welcome to Preston FM on 103.2. This is the voice of the people. Over the next four shows, we're looking at the issue of homelessness here in Preston. With the global financial crisis, there are more and more people being made homeless, becoming unemployed, migrating from country to country, or just without a roof above their heads. This week, we're going to ask the homeless themselves what it's like. And on the streets of Preston, we have Paul O'Hara with the questions. Over to you, Paul.
Well, here we are today on Preston Flag Market. And with me is a man who's kindly wants to be involved in the interview about homelessness. And his name is Billy. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
Billy, can you tell me, are you actually from Preston?
No, not originally.
So where are you from originally?
Scotland. Glasgow and Edinburgh area.
Well, so how long have you actually been homeless yourself?
Since 91, since getting out of the army.
18 years?
Yep.
And so how long have you actually been here then in Preston?
2 weeks.
Since you've been homeless for the last 18 years,
I've been all over the country.
What, England, Wales, Scotland?
Yeah.
So how did you actually become homeless in 1992, as it were?
91.
91, sorry.
I was dishonourably discharged from the army.
How long were you actually in the army for?
I'd done 16 to 31 years. From 16 years old to 31 years old.
Right.
I'm 50 now.
Right.
Believe it or not.
So when you came out of the army, in some way that entire experience and everything else totally changed your life?
My wife died of cancer. I had to make a conscious decision to send my kids to the grandmother. And that was the hardest thing I'd ever do, sending the kids back to Ireland. One 13 and one 16.
And when was the last time you seen them?
I haven't seen them since 91.
So everything, basically your entire life in some way, in 1991 with respect to the army, your wife, your kids and everything, what, it just, you felt as if it just all just basically finished
collapsed.
Or stopped or collapsed?
It did collapse.
And did you even see it coming or?
No.
So everything was going well, your life and your family and everything?
I was a lieutenant.
You were a lieutenant in the army?
An officer.
Yep.
And a gentleman. But there's some things that you draw a line at.
Yeah.
And one of them is seeing people killing kids.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say.
And this was all to do with the Serbian war and the Croats,
yep,
and everything.
I mean, Serbs and the Croatians on both sides, we had to witness it in both.
In some way, it's a man's inhumanity to man. Did that actually in some way have a really dramatic effect on your own life, is what you had to see and experience?
Yes, which is why I had to send my children to Ireland, back to Ireland.
Yeah. So when you came out of the army in 91, did you go straight on the street, or was there any form of...
Straight on the street.
So you got dishonourable discharge in 91, and then just straight on the street, so there was
3 years in the glass house, and then straight on the street.
How many?
3 years in the glass house.
So you had 3 years in a military prison?
Yeah.
What is homelessness like then? What is it like being homeless?
Yeah, people see you like you're the scum of the earth.
Well, all people?
Yeah. People walk by you and look like you're dirt on the shoe. And I'm sorry, but that is the way it is.
And you've travelled, I mean, you've been on the road now for 18 years, and
yep,
you've travelled many different places. Is that generally how you feel in many in lots of different places?
Everywhere I go, people look at me like I'm dirt.
But is there groups of people that do treat you with respect?
No.
You don't feel they do?
No. There's only one person in this town that's treating me with respect, and that is the lady that I'm seeing at the moment. Even though I'm going through a hard time,
yeah,
she is standing by me, yeah, and God respect her for that.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I respect her for that.
So Billy, listen, And what is your first song that you would like to play on the radio as well?
Meatloaf, Battle of Hell.
And why is it? Why did you choose that one? Have you ever had a motorbike?
Yes, I have. I had a Kawasaki ZR950 Turbo Boost.
Because that song would go rather well, wouldn't it, on an iPod as you're driving down it. Okay, that's fantastic.
Fires of hell and way down in the valley of the night. There's a man in his shadow with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air, there's thunder in the sky, and a killer's on the bloodshot street. Down in the tunnel with the deadly rising, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to fall in a heap.
You're listening to Preston FM on 103.2, the voice of the people.
I'm the one who brought together a bunch of homeless kids and let them make a play called GLAD in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And
a theatrical play?
Yeah.
About homeless issues? Or?
Yes, about being homeless and how I trained them. Because I took them from being on the issues of being prostituted and solicited,
yeah,
and taught them how to beg,
yeah,
and shit like that.
In order to survive without having to do those things.
Yeah.
Survival mechanisms.
And it won the Fringe Benefit Award.
Yeah.
The play. But I got no credit or credibility. So, when that happened, I completely washed my hands.
Wash your hands of what?
Of people.
Of society.
And look after me only.
So have you lost your faith in people, as it were?
Yeah.
And in humanity?
Yeah. None of them gave me a mention. It got the fame. That play went to Edinburgh, Germany, London. And what mention did I get for teaching them? None.
But if you hadn't have initiated it, it wouldn't have existed.
Precisely.
Would you not also feel proud that you have done something? I mean, if you hadn't have set that up, it would never have existed, and a lot of these young people would never have had the opportunity to go and do something creative.
Yeah, I am proud. I am proud in a way, but I am disproud in a way.
Because of the way you've been treated again?
Mm. When I go to the Guildhall where I sleep,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I always have the police coming because of the security in the Guildhall.
Yeah.
Saying that there's kids in the place. And I got no issue with anyone in the Guildhall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the security guards get the police to come and get this. Remove me.
What time would that be about?
8:30 at night. And that to me is wrong. All I'm doing is getting my head down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Do they try and speak with you and talk with you and understand
no.
anything?
No, they don't. They just see me as I am.
Do you not feel that they sit down and try and sit with you and say,
no.
Well, here's a human being with a problem, what can
no.
we, how can we help you?
They don't.
Have they ever asked you, how can we help you?
No, they
have they ever not. Offered you anything whereby you could?
No.
They've offered you nothing?
Nothing.
Well, what about the Foxton Centre or the Fox Street Shelter or the Salvation Army? And
I've never been to them.
You won't go to them?
I'm a proud man. I like my pride.
Because there are certain facilities available, isn't there?
Within I've got a councillor on my case. From the town hall.
From Prestonborough Council?
Yeah.
Preston City Council?
No, town hall.
Oh, yes.
I don't know his name, but there's a councillor working on my case.
And what is he trying to do?
Sort out and get me some accommodation.
For yourself? Because are you receiving any benefits at all?
No.
So you don't get any money or benefits or anything?
No.
So how do you feed yourself and take care of yourself? And
I beg on the streets.
So that's the only way that you'll get money?
I spot leg.
Right.
Which is walking around. I know the people to ask and the people not to ask.
Right. What is it about them? What is the indicator?
The indicator is if someone's with children, you don't ask them.
Because they've got enough responsibility.
Mm-hmm. But you take that lot there.
Yeah.
I can go up and ask them, and I guarantee you I can get at least £2 to £3 out of the three of them, or the four of them, or the whole lot.
So you have learnt a lot about human. So there are human beings that do care then, and there are human beings that try to help out.
But not in the way that you'd like them to help out. You know what I mean?
Well, how would you like human beings to help out?
To stand up and say, look, these guys are from this country.
Yeah.
They need a home.
Yeah.
Just as much as all these illegal immigrants and asylum seekers.
Yeah.
But we don't get that because all these foreigners are getting them.
Yeah.
And that's what annoys me most. But we have. Guys like me have fought to make the country better.
In the army, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for 15 years.
Yeah, we have fought to make the country better.
So you served your country for 15 years?
Yeah.
And how do you feel your country has repaid?
It's let me down.
Pardon?
My country has let me down.
That's how you feel?
Yeah.
But do you still believe in your country?
No.
Pardon?
No.
You don't? What do you believe in now?
Me.
Right.
I don't know what other people feel
but that's
or believe, but me, myself personally, I believe I have been let down.
Right.
I served 15 to eight, near enough 18 years in the British Army.
Yeah.
And for what? To be kicked out in 91.
Yeah.
is a bit of scum, as they class it.
And is that how you feel? But you don't feel like a piece of scum, do you?
No, I'm never going to be a piece of scum.
Because you're proud of, as a proud human being.
I will always do my job. And my job is to fight for my country.
Yeah.
I have survived from 16 to 31 in the army. 16 years old to 31 years old in the army.
Yeah.
Kicked out in 91.
Yeah.
I survived military prison.
Yeah.
And I can survive this. I've done this for 19 years near enough.
Yeah. So, Billy, you mentioned before that you say near the Guildhall. Is that where you actually sleep?
Yeah.
Is that what you would say is the nearest you would say is an actual home? Is that like your home at the moment?
Yeah.
And what is it like when you actually sleep there? Do you sleep there in the winter and is it freezing?
Well, we'll be sleeping there in the winter. But then I've got all my kit in here.
Everything you need is in that rucksack. So two is that sleeping, basically your home?
Two sleeping bags.
And where can you go for like showers or a wash or?
If I need a shower or a wash, I just go to a public toilet and strip off.
And just do it yourself, as it were?
Yeah.
But there are places, I thought there was the Salvation Army in the Fox, and you can go and have showers there.
But if I don't want to go there and I want to go to a public toilet and have a wash,
yeah,
a strip wash,
yeah,
I'm going to do that.
Is there a time sleeping on the Guildhall where it just becomes peaceful and you can just, people leave you alone and you can have 6 or 7 hours sleep, or?
Only after dark.
Or what time? Midnight. So in midnight you can get your head down, mm-hmm, and people generally just leave you at peace. And,
yep.
And what time do you have to wake up in the morning?
Doesn't bother me in the morning. If I'm asleep, I'm asleep.
Right. Oh, so you there is nothing specific that.
No. If they want to wake me up, then they get a bad attitude from me.
Right, in the mornings.
Yeah, because I'm not the best person to wake up.
Right. So you don't feel it within this town or within the society of this country that there is much help available? Or people have even told you? Have you tried to find out if there's any help available?
Oh, yes.
You have?
If you've got no local connection, simple fact, you get nothing.
So hopefully this councillor, the Tuan Preston councillor, he will, hopefully through him, will try and... did he actually say when you can next see him again and find out what's happening?
No, he just said, I told him where I sat and stuff. Well, he's never come back.
He's never come back? And when was the last time you seen him?
2 weeks ago.
Right.
So
life just continues.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your, I know it sounds a silly question really, but what is your hopes for the future?
Well, my hopes at the moment are to get myself straightened out and detoxed off the drink.
Right.
And to live with my woman.
What help are you getting for that?
None at the moment.
What do you think you should do about it? Where should you go in order to do that?
I've got my appointment this afternoon at 2 o'clock with the probation.
Yeah.
I'm going to explain to them what's going on.
And what you would like. Mm-hmm. Would you like to, have you ever, because I know that there's the Alcoholic Services and Alcoholics Anonymous, and have you not been to other to try and find if they could help you in some way?
There is very little alcohol services.
And yet, from what I can
alcoholics have been around a lot longer than drug addicts.
And it seems to be one of the predominant problems of homelessness is alcohol.
Yeah, but we don't get any help anymore.
But are you going to ask your probationer officer this afternoon whether or not where that help is?
Yep.
So once you, so what is it you would like? You would like to get your drinking under control, and you'd like some proper support.
Yep.
And eventually, what is it that you're looking for? Your proper own home.
Then once I get that under control.
Yeah.
My woman and I can end up getting a flat together.
Right. And then you have an address, mm-hmm. and everything, and then that makes it. Because at the moment you, because you don't have an address, it's like you don't exist.
But she comes and sees me.
Yeah.
And she loves me.
So your hope one day is to be able to have your own home, your own key, and to live with your partner.
Yep.
Yeah.
My new partner.
Your new partner. Is there anything else you would like? Anything else you'd like to say at all, Billy?
Just that if you think that homelessness is good, don't think so. Because it's not that great.
What's the worst part about it?
Sleeping alone at night. Loneliness is the horriblest part of being homeless. And everybody's lonely.
Yep.
There ain't a man or a woman in this world or in this country that can turn around and say they're not lonely when they're homeless. Because I know what loneliness is like. But loneliness is the horriblest thing that you can ever face.
Well, I hope one day, Berlin, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
All right.
But I hope one day that you're able to sort these things out and you find your own home and you can find some sense of peace and happiness. Yeah, and thank you very much for that, man. The second song, what's more special to me than
the first one.
And what is your second song?
Smokey, Wild Angels by Smokey. And the reason for that one is because I had a biker die in my arms.
Well, would you like to dedicate this song then to this friend who died in your arms?
Yep.
And when was that? When did that happen exactly?
9 years ago.
All right. So the year 2000. Indeed. Thanks for that, Billy.
Don't talk to me of shattered dreams. Of course you don't know what it means to live for someone else you can't just take. Oh, when you're bitten by the truth, you blame it on your misspent youth. You never seem to learn by your mistakes. So don't talk to me, I'm wild.
Thanks to Billy from Scotland. You're listening to Preston FM on 103.2, the voice of the people. Now it's over to Paul on Winkley Square in Preston with Mohammed from Iraq.
First of all, we know how you became homeless because you had to leave Iraq.
Yeah.
Then when you went to Hull, so you were working,
mm-hmm.
but then you lost your job at the cake factory.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you end up, because your friend who was here said he could try and get you a job in Preston.
Yeah.
So you came here when exactly? 3 or 4 years ago?
2-3 years ago, yeah. 2-3 years ago I come here. I was meeting my friend Hagwin, got a little problem. He said it's my house. I was go out. I was been homeless for 1.5 years nearly.
So you've been homeless in Preston for 1.5 years?
Yeah, yeah.
And where would you sleep?
Before that I sleep in New Holland, you know, empty house. Nothing inside, just empty. I sleep down there. I say, oh, it's no good for me sleep here. Maybe someone say, why you sleep here? I left, I come to park. When I come to park, I sleep every day in park. Avenue Park. It was one night, about 10, 15 lad, young lad, you come to park drinking, you know, about four girls as well, come drinking park. I was together, sit down. It was me and my friend, two, three friends together, or sit down. After my friend left me, when my friend left me, these people attacked me. Attacked me for no reason. You know, for no reason. I never attacked my life, attacked anybody.
You were just trying to sleep.
Yeah, no, I was.
That's just because you were just sleeping on the park.
I was sleeping in a park. It's my place. I have to sleep in there. After the.
No choice.
Police come. You know, I show police. I go blow my hand. I go, you know, banging my head with bottle.
With the bottle?
Yeah. It's no one lot.
Did you go to hospital?
No. Actually, I go to hospital. I didn't go. It's only 2-3 day pain, you know, my back, my leg, about my head. It's pain gone. I try go to hospital, you know, but I say I don't want to go. You know, I don't go for that. Forget.
How did you find the police? How were the police? Because you were saying earlier about...
Yeah, the police come after that. After fight finished, police
come. So you have a respect for the police? And
Yeah. That's why I don't do anything, you know. I don't want to fight. I got enough problems.
No. How do you find the police generally anyway on a day-to-day basis? You've never had any...
No. No have anything. No had anything from police.
As a Muslim and as a human being from a different country, from Iran, what has it been like being homeless?
It's no good. When you sleep in the street, it's no safe. You know, people attack you for no reason, get trouble every day, no good sleep.
But do you find, because this is what's interesting, because most of the people we interview in Preston, talk about this homelessness issue, there's hardly any Muslim people who are homeless. Mm. How have you found as a homeless, as a Muslim, and from your own country, how have you found it? Being homeless in this both in Hull and both here in Preston.
I'm never homeless before my life. I was homeless in here in Preston. I was homeless. I sleep in the street. You know, it's too hard to explain. You know, too hard.
Have you found any help?
No.
From Muslim community?
No.
He wouldn't ask.
No. But never ask any Muslim help me. Never in my life. Ask anybody. But what is this? Rosemary in foundation.
Yes.
Rosemary, he helped me a lot. He get me place, you know. She put my name in a list for Fox Street. She helped me.
For Fox Street, Charles.
Yeah. Rosemary, I want to say to him, very, very thank you very much.
How long has it took you to get in Fox Street?
About 2-3 weeks.
And what organization does she belong to, Rosemary?
Rosemary look after everybody, you know, homeless people.
What is the organization?
Foundation,
Oxford Street, you know Oxford Street?
Yes, in Preston.
Foundation,
Oxford Street, and
She's a good girl. She help everybody, you know, like...
Try
help everybody.
You have been waiting now for, I know now, not 2 or 3 weeks. Excuse me. I know, not 2 or 3 weeks. I know you've been waiting 2 months.
Yeah.
2 months, 3 months. And he took me to an empty house. He said, Robbo, you sleep in this empty house. So you sleep in this empty house. He said, because this is where I've been sleeping.
Yeah.
And we come out of this bloody house and the police are there and they lock us all up and we weren't doing no harm. But he'd been sleeping there, Mohammed.
Yeah.
He'd been sleeping there. So what he's trying to do is saying, how has it been? Has it been hard?
It's been hard, yeah, exactly. It's very hard, you know.
No, has it been hard in Preston?
Yeah.
Very or
hard.
In Hull?
In Preston.
Was it different in Hull?
It's okay in Hull for me, but in Preston, very different for me. You know, I sleep in the street.
Why is it hard? Why is it hard in Preston?
Because I'm sleeping in the street. It's not easy.
Yeah, but why? Is there any help?
No help for nobody. You know,
apart from that one person.
Yeah, only Rosemary, you know, foundation. He helped everybody in the street. Everybody goes.
How do you find the Fox Street shelter?
Fox Street Center is okay, you know, you go eat.
You get your own bed?
In Fox Street, yeah.
You get your own bed? Do you get your own room or is it like a big room?
No, only we go one bedroom.
Used to be.
But everybody in Fox Street, staff, everybody okay, fine, you know, nice.
It's very efficient.
Yeah, look after.
What time do you have to be in?
2 o'clock night time.
What time?
2 o'clock night time.
Two in the morning?
No, no, you allowed go out till 2 o'clock, you know, yes. Nighttime, 2 o'clock, you have to go back.
And what? And then you have to. And is it relatively quiet and everybody's respectful to each other?
Yeah. Everybody nice people in there, staff, people.
Oh, food?
No. Food no. is fantastic. No. It's no. okay, you know.
And no. the shower facilities?
No. Everything no. okay.
Facilities?
No. Everything right okay. Staff in there, Malian, you know, fantastic staff. Look after me, you know. I'm from different country, but all look after everybody, you know. It's okay, you know, fantastic
and how
people.
How many people are in there?
I'm not sure. I think it's...
Is it male and female? Men and women?
No, only man.
So it's only men in the Fox Ridge? Yeah. Because there used to be also... I'm sure there was a female side as well, wasn't there?
Yeah. But everybody in here is nice people. Staff is okay, you know.
Look, and do they also try to, when you're in the Fox Ridge shelter, do they then, now that you're in there, mm-hmm. is there like a... are the people in there that then try to help you in order to get your own place?
Yeah.
And they get you to help you with all the forms and everything else.
Yeah.
So are you therefore now trying to...
get council flat. Yeah.
Is that what you're going through the process of trying to do at the moment?
Yeah. I try and get council flat. When I get council flat...
How long will it take you from being in the Fox Street to getting your own flat?
I'm not sure.
Housing benefit you'll
get. Yeah. I'm not sure, but when I get council flat, I look for a job, you know.
Yes.
I can't find job easy, but I can't look for a job now, this time, because if I look for a job, you know, I have to pay £140 a week, you know. Yeah. It's housing benefit pay for me. But I was living in the street, I got a problem, you know, like...
you have no address?
No address, nothing like this. It's very hard, you know, sleeping in a park, sleeping that way. Sometimes, you know, police is okay, you know. Police is okay. If you don't make trouble, you know, police never get arrested.
They're just trying to do their job, aren't
they?
Yeah.
Their job.
Of course.
And then there's another group of people they're trying to...
Yeah.
So there is a... from what you're saying then, there is this procedure then whereby in order to get off the street, you need to get recommended to get into the Fox Street shelter.
You know what someone said to me?
Because it's Fox Street, you know, too many people in a list.
Can't get a waiting list?
Yeah, too many people in a waiting list.
What is the waiting list?
Like you get place in Fox Street.
Yes.
But you can't put all
how,
that
how
people.
How long has it took you now? Right, you've been here for, how many years you've been in Preston?
About three, four years.
And how long has it took you? You've lived on the streets. How long has it took you to get into Foxton?
Nearly four years. He's only been in 3 weeks.
But I was in the street for 1.5 years, but I didn't go try before. Only I try about 4 or 5 weeks, I get that place, you know.
And if it wasn't for Rosemary and this was she the person that said, was able to explain to you the procedure in order to get into the Fox Street shelter?
If you know Rosemary, you know, she no help me, no chance I get there.
You wouldn't be in the Fox Street, you'd be homeless now.
You'd still be homeless. But Rosemary helped me get Fox Street.
I haven't bothered. I'll get the money together and I'll get me home.
You know,
I just want to go off. I don't want to be in prison.
Because it's Foxton Center.
Yes.
It's, you know, staff working in Foxton Center like Monday.
Yeah.
It's a good girl. Everybody in Foxton Center look after people.
You told
help
me,
people.
Didn't you?
Yeah,
told me.
Yeah. In the Sally Army, in church, you know, Bubbly Church.
Salvation Army.
Yeah. Help people get shower, get food, everything.
Clothing.
You know. Clothing, clean socks, everything. You know, these people very good, help people. But when what we need a place to sleep.
For the actual homeless that can't get into the Fox Street shelter,
they
need a place to sleep.
Yeah,
one
need
of
a place.
Empty building.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a drop-in centre place.
Mm.
Because the Fox Street shelter used to be a drop-in centre.
Yeah.
But now
yeah.
you have to, now it, because of the health and safety and it's far more... organised and funded, it now has a procedure in order to get in there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we still have this problem that, how many people do you think are actually homeless in Preston and living on the streets?
Oh, I think it's 45 people, I'm not sure.
Spread out.
I don't think it's that many. I think it's about in all truthness, I think there's probably, because, see, what do you say homeless, right? What is homeless?
People
do you say someone that's living in a tent?
Yeah, I would have thought so, yes.
Are they homeless?
Yeah, people who don't have, like, a proper house. Don't
right,
have a house.
Right, so that is homeless, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, so I know eight people that live in tents, right, on Evening Park. Other side of Evening Park, eight people live in tents. So are they homeless?
Yes, they are, because they don't have their own homes.
Yeah. Right.
What
yeah.
about the so, people, then how many people are actually sleeping in Preston itself, do you think?
I'm not.
35. There's probably about 35.
Probably
30, yeah. 35 people that do actually sleep rough.
Yeah.
Right.
Rough.
And over. Have been for a period of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll call it rough. Yeah. I told you. I just showed you.
Yep.
Right? But I just showed you. I just got in the bushes there.
Yep.
And I got my quilt.
Yep.
Right? I slept next to that tree last night with my friend.
Yeah.
Right, with Mick, and I've just got in the bushes there, and got my sleeping bag that we slept there last night, and I put it there at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Now, if it rained, what happened if it rained?
Well, all your clothing and everything's going to be
soaked. It'd be piss wet through. It yeah. would be wet through, wouldn't it? So what happens tonight then? What happens tonight? I've only got that.
What would you do if it started raining tonight?
Well, what do you do?
Is there any shelter that you can find?
No.
And this is what you're saying. You're saying yeah. that although there is other facilities and good people who are trying to help,
yeah.
a large percentage of the people, there is still about 30 to 35 people
yeah.
who
about
are outside
30,
of that.
30, yeah, yeah.
About 30, 30. Outside of that who have absolutely...
Nothing.
Nothing. Because I sleep everywhere in Preston, you know. I sleep down the roof in tent. Me and my friend, you know.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah, I sleep down there. It's very dark nighttime, dangerous.
But then,
if nobody can sleep there, it's on. Or sometimes sleep is there by my own in a tent. You know, it's very dangerous. When you go there, you know, see nothing. You know, it's a very dangerous place.
And then what happens is you sleep in tent. You sleep in a tent.
And not safe.
Yeah, it's not safe. No, it's not safe.
Not safe.
I sleep in a tent. Me, I can handle myself, right? I sleep in a tent. And then next minute it's set on fire.
Yeah.
Some idiots have come past 2:00 in the morning. Boom.
Yeah.
With somebody in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and it. Me and him. Me and it. Me and Mick.
Oh, you actually in it?
We're all asleep.
Fire.
Asleep.
Yeah.
And they set fire to the tent. They set fire to.
Oh, I thought he did. They did it while he was
no,
not there.
No. Some young kids have set fire to the tent yeah. and whatever. Yeah. But he did very hard. Isn't it? It's very hard.
Yeah,
it's very,
yeah, very
and it
hard,
must be very hard for this man here that's not from our country, but he's obviously... I don't know.
But what are your plans for the... What are your hopes and your plans for the future then?
I'm waiting for get a place, council place, get a job. That's all I think about.
He just
and
wants
then
to
one
work.
Day you would like to be reunited with your family.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
With your wife yeah. and your children.
Yeah, if you problem, I can't go back like that.
When was the last time you seen your wife and children?
Last 8 years ago.
How old were your children then?
About 7, 9, 10, like
so
this.
So they're young adults now, they're now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're about 18 or 19 or
whatever. Yeah.
But if you could get a flat here or a house here,
yeah.
they might
I get
you might help.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Might help.
I got enough problem. That's why I don't want a problem here. I don't want to make problem for anybody. I got problem, enough problem. I don't look for trouble.
You just want to live in peace.
Yeah,
sort
I'm
your
low.
Life out.
Yeah,
try
yeah,
and get
yeah.
a home.
Yeah.
Try and
yeah.
get a job.
Yeah.
You want to work.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one day you want to be reunited with your family.
Yeah,
correct.
That's all I want to do, you know.
Well, I hope that you do.
It's hard for me, very hard. For maybe for him, for Robo. I'll tell you true.
Yeah,
for you, it's easy, you know, but for me, it's very
easy.
Hard.
Easy.
Yeah, no, I know,
it's
I know.
Easier, yeah, yeah.
yeah, but for me, it's very difficult handle this life.
Yeah,
it's
because,
not easy, you know. I'm from different country. I got problem. I can't go back my country. In here, sometimes, you know, I sleep in a street. It's very hard, you know. It's not easy for me, but I'm handle it.
Yeah.
I don't
you've
care.
You've got to handle it. You've
I'm
got
handle
to
it. I'm a man.
You've got to
yeah,
handle
yeah.
it.
Is there a favorite song
from this country or Westerns that you actually like yourself, that you'd like us to play? Oh, right, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
And which song of Michael Jackson would you like to play? That's
every song.
You want me to... We can only play one. If you could choose, what about Thriller or Beat It or...
You know, I don't know what it's... But I like his song, all I like.
You're listening to Preston FM on 103.2, The Voice of the People. Thanks to Mohammed, and thanks for his choice of Michael Jackson singing Black or White. Now it's over to you, Paul. Where are you?
So here we are. It's a Friday evening, the 10th of July, 2009. And we're uptown, near to the Corn Exchange pub. And here with me is Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hey. Evening.
And here's some people just passing us now as well.
Hey guys, have a nice night.
Brilliant. Nice to have you on the show, Lee. Can you tell me, first of all, exactly how long have you been homeless?
Ooh, on and off, between 4 years. On and off.
For 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years on and off. Sleeping here, there and everywhere. So.
Right, and how exactly did you become homeless then?
Ex-girlfriend, to be truthful, yeah. You know, we were both alcoholics. I was a drug taker as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
how long had you been together?
I was with her for 3 years.
For 3 years?
Yeah, we were for 3 years. But
and did you have any children or anything? Or
not to her, no, but to others.
Yeah.
But it just escalated. Like, we just started drinking more and more. You know, like, it was just us. Well, it was just like drinking with your mates, you know what I mean? That's what flustered us first. Because she used to be my sister's friend, my sister's best friend. And like, we just started drinking and then escalated into a relationship. From the relationship, it just went to drinking more. The argument started and
then you lost your home?
Yeah.
You didn't have a home anymore?
No.
But then before that, before the drinking and before the drugs, is going back, a lot of your life you haven't been homeless then.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've had a job and everything,
yeah,
and a home.
Yeah.
So how old were you when your mum died?
21. And that was it then.
So your life leading up to the 21 was was
perfect.
Quite... Was
perfect.
It really good?
Yeah, yeah. I had a job working. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And where were you actually born and brought up then?
In Preston.
I was born and bred?
On Brookfield Estate. And then when I was 9, I moved to Grange Estate.
Yeah.
Just around the corner, same area. And then from there, stayed there, and that's where I grew up most of my life.
Yeah.
and that's where I started my relationships. I've got 2 children.
Yes.
To 2 different women.
Yeah.
And all of us at the same time.
So when your mother passed away, and did she wasn't that old either.
52 she was.
Jesus, and you didn't see that coming, did it?
No. I was there when she actually died, but that's what turned my life around there. From then, it like...
Did life almost lose some meaning or something?
I didn't care no more. That's when I started on smack.
Because you loved your mother so much.
Oh, man,
I didn't, and you hadn't done it before?
No.
You were working and everything.
Yeah, everything sorted.
It's almost like you've had 2 lives then.
I've had the good side, yeah.
Can you feel it? Almost like 2 lives, 2 different types of life.
Well, if I think about it from that point of view, yeah, because it's like me going from the age of 21 and what I did from 21 till I was a baby, and then going from 21 to 39. You know
to
what
where
I mean?
We are now.
But, yeah. And...
Totally different.
Totally different.
And you felt totally different about yourself and everything.
As soon as I lost my mum, that was it, mate. And I don't mean that, you know what I mean?
Would you love to be in that other life, as it were?
Oh, yeah, definitely, mate, yeah.
Which song was the first one you'd like?
Bridge Over Troubled Water
by
Simon and Garfunkel.
And why would you like that song?
I don't know, it's just...
Does it remind you of something?
No, that doesn't... Well...
Another time?
It just remembers when I was young. When I was young and I used to be into that music.
You're listening to Preston FM on 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people.
Yes. I was going to ask you that. What is it like actually being homeless? What's the worst thing about it?
Worst thing about it is the shit you get off people.
How you're treated.
Yeah.
What, that, like, your...
Yeah.
It's self-esteem and self-respect and everything.
No, they come past and get a job and do this and spit. Yeah, I've had my job up. Sat on the street, just sat there doing nothing.
Why do you think people are so angry?
I don't know, because why they're probably... I don't know, they go out and earn the money, so I don't know. They go out and earn the money, which is, you know what I mean? And respect them for that, you know what I mean? But it's not as if we're out there causing trouble. Just because we're homeless, yeah? Don't mean we have to be abused. We're only human and end up there, just like everybody else. I want to be treated just like everybody else, to be honest with you, yeah?
Because you're a human being.
Yeah, why should I be treated any worse? Just because I'm homeless.
Absolutely.
Just because I sleep in a car park, or in a tent, or in Guildhall, yeah? Or on the Guildhall, should I say. I've got a heart just like everybody else, you know what I mean? And if people don't like me as that, then just walk on by, you know what I mean?
And there's some good people as well, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because you must see all range of people. On the street, you see them all, don't you?
Right. I see, you know, like...
The rich, the poor.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say that. I see the... Well, you know, the guys who are like me that are just walking around the street. I'm not going to lie to you, to get a drink.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's the reason I do this, you know.
Because you've never really got over the death of your mother.
Yeah. Because it's not just that. Well, I'll never get over that. I'll never, ever get over that. Never. It'll always be there, you know what I mean?
Well, when it started.
My mum was my everything. I'm sorry, mate, I don't give a shit about that now at this moment.
No,
time.
Absolutely.
Safe for swearing, Paul.
No, no, it doesn't matter.
My mum was my everything, mate. Yeah. Believe me, honestly. And she grew me up. When I was growing up right here, she put me on the right path. I was everything, you know what I mean? I was going to, YTS and all that lot. Did 2 years on YTS, got me sitting gills, painting and decorating. You know what I mean? So
you were set up for life, didn't you?
Well, not set up for life, but I had a good upbringing.
And there was love there and everything.
My mum treated me with, yeah.
And a lot of love and everything.
Even though there was 11 of us, none of us got treated. Even though, I don't mean to be, it were two different families.
Yeah.
My mum got married twice, my dad got married twice.
Yeah.
So the kids from my dad's family, yeah?
Yes.
And, like, my dad's wife died. So them kids come to live with my mum.
Yeah.
And my mum's husband died. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my mum's kids to that guy come and live together.
Yeah.
And then my mum and dad had three other children.
So were you all in the same house?
Yeah, we was in a three bedroom house at first.
A three bedroom house? Yeah. On Brookfield. What, 11 of you?
On Brookfield Estate.
So 11 plus the parents, 13.
Yeah, top and tail, honestly.
Yeah, but I bet you damn actually busted. Did you love it though?
Oh yeah, of course.
It must have a great sense of belonging.
Hey, and I don't mean this right, I'm being deadly serious here. First up, best dressed. And I'm being deadly serious there.
You were the first up?
No, whoever was first up.
Yes.
Got the best clothing. You know what I mean?
Aha, fantastic.
So if you got up first, right, you look clean. If you didn't get up first, then you'd have to put up.
And you have to wait to have a wash.
Yeah.
Flipping, wait for washings. That's going to take days, man. For days.
Bath time and night time. The oldest took it. I mean, are you honest with me?
Did you do it on alternate days? Or did you manage to get everybody bathed in one night?
No, could you? No, you couldn't. No.
Not 11,
but,
man.
Like, what it was, bath 1, 2 and 3 in the same water.
Yeah.
And then probably the same next night.
Yeah.
And then boom, boom. And then same with shampooing kids there.
Fantastic.
And then when they were at school and they caught nits, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because I don't mean to be rude. When you were at school and you were young, everyone's caught nits.
Oh, yeah, I had it.
I don't know about
I
you.
I think
and
I have
day,
it now, actually. You know I mean? Flipping out.
No, but you know what I'm saying, pal? You know what I'm saying, though? You know, everyone catches nits. And
but
one night a week, it was nit night. It was, that's what we called it. Nit night.
You love all those days, don't you?
Oh, yeah, man.
They're the days that were they your happiest days?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Compared to now. And
do you think you can ever get those days back?
Never.
Pardon?
Never.
Why can't?
Because my mum's not here, isn't it?
Do you think you'll meet her one day then?
Yeah, of course.
You
yeah,
believe that?
Yeah.
Do definitely. You feel her then? Yeah. She's no, still
I,
with you?
I'm not a religious person, don't get me wrong, right, yeah?
Yes.
But I know my mum is constantly there, yeah?
Yeah,
spiritually. And I know when I, yeah. when I go, I'll be there right outside of her.
Well, she's not really left you anyway, is she?
No, she'll always be here. Yeah,
you can almost feel your, her ghost and spirit yeah. and everything, yeah. So what is your hope for the future, really?
Well, that's my...
What is your hope?
If I could hope everything now, right, yeah, to get off the alcohol, because while I'm on the alcohol, I can't do nothing. I don't mean that rudely, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm not saying I can't do nothing.
You're just being honest.
I am being deadly honest. I can't do nothing. It's just... Plan one, get off the alcohol. Plan two, get a place. Plan three, and just live a happy, quiet life.
And your second song, which you've chosen, is it Ronan?
Oh, Life is a Roller Coaster by Ronan Keaton.
And why have you chosen that, or is it in the title anyway?
No, well...
Is it a roller coaster?
Well,
yeah, it is,
yeah,
isn't it?
Of course.
One minute it's fantastic, it's the next minute
downs.
It's not.
Yeah, it's on its ups and it's on its downs, definitely.
Yeah, I've had that. That's the way
but
my life's been.
The other reason is because we played it at my father's funeral, you know what I mean? And that was his favourite song as well.
How old was he when he passed away?
He was 66.
Thanks to Billy, Mohammed and Lee for their contribution. Next show we'll be talking to organisations and societies, police and other people involved with homelessness. So for now it's bye from Paul O'Hara and myself, Des Butler. You're listening to Preston FM on 103.2, the voice of the people, your community station.